Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today is Ms. Maria Nouveau, the Deputy Managing Director of CERL in Lyon, France. Welcome, Maria, first of all.
Yes, thank you. Nice to be with you today.
Same for me, since we haven't met for more than a couple of years now due to COVID. It feels like I'm meeting you again, finally.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Makes it strange to be online
meeting. Exactly. Listen, Maria, as you know, with my previous interviews, I always give the interviewee the chance to elaborate a little bit on his or her background. And in this case, it's no exception. What made you start into logistics, and how come you ended up in Vive la France?
I was not supposed to go into logistics. My idea was to work in tourism, but then I went to France for a year and felt in love with France. And my decision was made. I will live in France. France is my home country. I want it.
So then I
found a job in a transport company. They have been working with France between Austria and France, and they sent me to France for 1 year to develop this business. And so I entered to the forwarding business. Then I met my husband here, whose father had a shipping company, mm-hmm. was forwarder as well already. Okay. And my husband was as well. So then we married, and we bought my father-in-law's company, mm-hmm. and we took it over and now run it for more than 28 years.
Wow.
Was poor hazard, was not supposed to be in logistics, but I love it. I mean, at least I loved it until, let's say, 3 years. Because nowadays the business is changing, and we are all wondering and asking how forwarders will still be alive in the coming years. I guess the job must change, everything will change, and we have to find new ways to make business.
I do agree with you. A lot of things are upside down, but that's an interesting background. I mean, you escaped the country of Austria with mountains for another country that has apparently mountains, but perhaps better food and
better wine. I mean, better landscape, not only mountains, but also seaside and whatever.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And yeah, a different way of life.
Huh? Yeah, no, of course, I do understand. Maria, tell our viewers a little bit about CERL in France. I mean, you are a classic freight forwarder, also developing projects. Tell us about the company CERL, and tell us about the location of Lyon.
Yeah, location, Lyon is in the center of France, in the middle, really. Lyon is the second biggest industrial area of France after Paris. There are many machinery. In the past, we had a lot of machinery industry here around. And we are freight forwarder. Mm-hmm. We handle sea freight, air freight, road freight. And what we mainly say is we handle complicated shipments for customers. Complicated doesn't mean only project cargo. Means from small parcels to very big parcels, but the customer must have an issue with his shipment. It means that the customer is not used to ship, or is not used to handle documentation or letter of credits, or is not familiar with the country of destination. And here we are acting. We make it easy for the customers. We make them feel safe with their shipment, whatever the shipment can be. As I said, can be a small envelope, can be a big parcel, a project cargo, whatever.
Okay.
The fact is really to bring something, to added value.
Yeah.
And to go to proactivity, and to go along with the customer during the whole process. Even sometimes make the documents, handle the letter of credits, whatever the customer needs.
Yeah.
But he must be ready to pay the added value.
Of course. No, but that's also the traditional role for the forwarder. And I think many, of course, there's always focus on the bottom line, and many shippers, I think, hopefully, let's see, they might burn their noses when they think they can always do it cheaper. And when they suddenly try one of the ship owners who suddenly want to become a fully fledged freight forwarder, and then they only have their own solutions and no flexibility. So let's as forwarders hope that there's still a role for traditional project and general forwarder like yourselves in the market, right?
I think that in future there won't be space for traditional forwarders.
Right.
But we have to find a new way to make forwarding.
Right.
And to go with the customers. Because I think, now the customers, they already see the difference between the big shipping lines mm-hmm. and the forwarders. Because yeah. when they try to talk to a shipping line, then they just have to go to the website and then put in, but there's nothing coming. There's nobody picking up the phone and telling them and make them feel comfortable. And they see yeah. that nowadays it's changing. And I guess... in future, our main business will be to make the input in the internet to be the middle between them and the shipping lines.
Yeah, and
more
still
than
be,
really forwarding.
Yeah, and still be reachable on the phone. I mean, it sounds to me like you're describing a lot of business nowadays. I tried to call my bank the other day. Something wrong with the credit card. Can't get hold of anyone, and the opening hours are between 11 and 1 and closed on Wednesdays. You know, it's like banks, embassies, and God knows what. They want to be so overly efficient, but it turns out that they are not. Why can't they have a combination of personal touch and IT? Why must it be totally online? Why can't they have both? I don't understand.
Because I guess the it's too expensive. They do not want to pay the people making only the link between the website and the customer. They consider that you must do everything by yourself. Yeah. So it's the most for them the most cost efficient. What is not the truth at the end, because the time spent, for the user, because nowadays you are not a client, you are a user.
Yeah, exactly.
The shipping lines, they show you very clearly. They say, we don't care. You don't want it. You don't want it. We don't struggle. We don't make any effort. If you want to have it, you buy it. That's all.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. So some things out of whack, that's for sure. I fully agree with you. Let's leave the future aside just for a second and focus more on what you have done and so on. What's your head count? How many?
There are 10 of us. There are 10 of us nowadays. We have an air freight service, 2 people, then sea freight, 2 people, and sales.
Okay.
We are doing sea freight, air freight, cross trade. we are more or less focused on project cargo or at least industrial cargo, not garment, not standard, not general cargo.
Understand.
We do not have container volumes or whatever. We are working on specific flat racks, open tops, or break bulk RoRo cargo, and to any destination. It depends on our customers. We are following the business of the customers mainly. Middle East, Asia, Africa, and United States, Canada, North America, I would say.
Okay, interesting. Are you currently, how do you do when you are headcount of 10 and you got the office in France? When you work with overseas, do you do that in a network or do you have partners since long or how do you?
We have a very great network, CLC network, and then we have a GPLN network and a GTO as well.
Okay.
And we are working with many companies for a very long time now. We established good relationship with many partners all around, and the network is absolutely necessary nowadays to make a business running, because the production sites in France are very weak. Most of the production is done in Asia or elsewhere. We need the local partners to do our business.
No, it was one thing I actually meant to ask you a little bit. France is one of the major, let's say, industrial countries. But how do you see, let's say, the supply chain now is, of course, out of whack due to COVID and whatnot. But in general, is there less and less production in France now on almost all sectors?
Yes. less and
Okay.
less. But with the COVID situation, many, many companies are coming back saying, okay, maybe we have to introduce industry into France, bring some business back, bring some production back. Mainly the middle-sized companies, they
Right.
say, okay, we are fully depending on the Chinese, and we do not want to do it any longer.
Good.
We want to try to buy at least European. They go and seek now for suppliers in Eastern countries or wherever they can. Spain
Yeah.
and Italy is becoming a supplying countries for France because they are still producing cheaper than France too.
Yeah.
And they are now, yeah, I guess the mind is changing and the position is changing, but it takes time.
It's an interesting point. I've always found that I was in China almost 13 years, and sometimes, of course, I couldn't understand. But it seems like we parked our total brain here in Europe in Asia, and if it's not
Yeah.
China, then it's Vietnam, Cambodia, elsewhere. That may all be good and fine, but it shows now how vulnerable we are. I mean, I'm sitting here with a wooden flag, a Swedish flag, made of wood, and then I turn it upside down and it says made of China.
Yeah, exactly.
I
Everything is made
mean,
in China.
first we export our trees there, and then we get all the stuff back. Something is
Yeah.
not right.
No. I mean, France indeed is one of the biggest wood suppliers to China because
Okay.
the oaks are
Yeah.
sent to China. They make floors and I mean whatever, and then it comes back and we pay the. I mean, how it comes, how it does it? It can't make sense. It can't
No,
make
no.
sense.
Maybe this whole COVID and the green lobby and let's say pollution and transportation, whatnot. Maybe it'll all be changed in the future. Who knows? Which ports are the main ones in France that you would recommend or have been using for project cargo? Because there are quite a few ports there.
Yeah, Antwerp.
And oh. Yes, I was just about to say no French ports available. They're on
No,
strike.
to be honest, no. There are no much strikes anymore longer. The strike situation has been really improved, but
Okay. Wow.
for project cargo, still Antwerp is the main port.
That's nice. That's nice to hear.
85%, I mean, it's not nice, huh? Not nice for France, but it is the reality.
Yeah.
85% of project cargo is handled via Antwerp.
Okay. Oh.
Because the French ports, especially, I mean, Le Havre and Fos-sur-Mer are the main ports,
Yeah.
but the handling is very expensive still.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, the strike situation is now over. They are usually, I mean, they are now working all the time, but they are very expensive. Handling is extremely expensive in both
No.
ports.
Yeah.
The only port which is still working is Marseille because they, for the North African business in Algeria and Tunisia and Morocco, there are many of, I mean, this is the most convenient port, would say that it doesn't make sense to go up to Antwerp and then go down to
No,
North
of course.
Africa.
Sorry, I interrupt. May I just ask? Now you mentioned the key ports, Le Havre, Dunkirk, Marseille. Are there any, let's say, smaller French ports that are beyond the or below the radar screen that you could recommend for who you felt have been good at handling project?
Not really,
No.
because the small ports, they are not equipped for to handle heavy cargo. There
Okay.
are many only very low liner services to the small ports, so it
Yeah.
costs a lot for the feedering, and at the
Right.
end it doesn't make sense. So
Right.
definitely Fos and Le Havre remain the main ports.
Right.
Dunkirk only for general cargo and containers, or
Okay.
some project cargo which is really located in the Dunkirk area, you know.
Okay.
But even for those, Antwerp is very close.
Right. And how would you move the cargo up to Antwerp? Would that be through river or truck, or how would you?
Mainly truck.
Okay.
The river, I mean, also we have a very wide river network in France. The business on river is very weak because there was no volunteer, I mean, no idea and no will from the government to
Okay.
explore the river sites. So
Okay.
now it's, I mean, I guess it will change because with the green development of green industry and so on, they will probably develop the river, the
Yeah.
barges. But nowadays, they are very expensive and very difficult to handle. We handle on barge only if we are not able to do it by road, or if it's very troublesome to do it by road.
Right. So it's, it seems that France, being famous in a way, not only for style and food and a lot of good things, also for let's say, bottlenecks and bureaucracy, still has a way to go in opening up the country a bit and clean it all up for all this, let's say, authorities standing in each other's way, right?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, there is no real policy from the government to make things changing and to follow up. You know, the governments are changing every four years. So right. they change the right from the right wing to the left wing and from the and then everybody removes what has been done in the past and start again at zero. And so nothing really happens on the long term.
No. No, it's
this is the biggest issue here still.
Yeah, it's something we recognize in most of the European democracies is that is sometimes the weakness of our democracies. Nobody can think long term. It's having a good life whilst you're in office and then forget about the future.
That's yeah, it. I mean,
yeah, what can we do? How do you find customers and nowadays? I mean, it's in Danish we say alpha and omega. It's A and O to be close to your customers. The ones that are good to you, you really do everything for them, isn't it? Because it's so difficult to get new ones.
Yes. It's very difficult to get new ones. We fully rely on the long-term partners, and because we know what they need, and they still need support, proactivity, and they really need to be, I mean, to have somebody handsome with them.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get new ones. And at the same time, I have to say that we get new ones from the website, for example.
Oh,
we have never got any customer from the website in the past. Nowadays, it's very common to get an inquiry from the website and to get the business at the end, because indeed, you have to work for it.
Okay.
But there's a new approach. There's a new approach which we didn't have in the past.
Yeah.
And the younger generation, I don't know, our son is now working with us.
Yeah.
So I hope he will be the next generation taking over all this mess.
So it seems that love and logistics have gone online, isn't it? I mean,
exactly.
Swipe right and let's meet, or swipe left and we won't meet, or like that.
Must be something like that, yeah.
Even
here, the behavior of the customers are changing, and we have to notice that we get business now from LinkedIn, from the website, was unbelievable in the past.
Definitely.
Definitely, yeah. But nowadays, this is how it works.
Yeah. How many years have you in total been in France now, Maria, since you're only 28?
30, so long time, 33 even. So,
33 years now in France, wow.
So, I'm really more French than Austrian.
Definitely. I suppose you sometimes still have reason to visit your, let's say.
Yes, for sure. I have still my family, my mother there. So whenever I go back. I haven't been there for 2 years with the COVID now.
No.
But our situation, COVID makes us all, if it brings us all in difficulty. But yes, still, I have a strong link with my country, because I am still Austrian. Huh?
Of course.
Still not French. I'm still Austrian.
Yeah.
And but there is, I mean, you can easily combine both and compare both, because there are similarities and
Mm. No, it's clear. Interesting. Yeah. I come from Denmark, but I live in Sweden. There's also good and bad in both. It is what it is these days. We are all, in a way, global citizens.
But you are really global, huh? Chinese.
Well, I don't know. She said she had money, and I said I love you. So you know, it was easier to marry than to learn the language. But anyway, no. But Maria, one thing also I'd like to ask you: customs clearance in France, is that, let's say, is that a headache for export or import? How is that? Is that working well? Is that online, or how is the country on that score?
It's not a headache. Should not be a headache. It's very easy. You need to be an authorized customs broker. If you have, we are not a customs broker, but we have our partners, and it's very easy.
Okay.
Except with the UK. Since the from the
Ah, yeah.
Brexit, the troubles with the Brexit has been very difficult for the ship of, I mean, for many of the manufacturers
Right.
or industry, because they haven't been prepared at all, and they didn't imagine that there is customs clearance, they have to pay duties, taxes,
Yeah.
and whatever. But now, after 7 months or 8 months, now it's doing much better. People, I mean, the forwarders again, they have done whatever they could to arrange things and make things happen. So no, nowadays it's okay.
Understand.
And it's very, I mean, it's easy. There is no big trouble even for temporary import. You have to, I mean, you have to bring the right documentation, paperwork, but once this done, it's okay. The
Okay.
only thing what we do not do in France, compared to Antwerp, for example, or the Netherlands, we cannot make customs clearance for other EU companies if they do not
Okay.
have a French VAT number.
Okay.
So this
Interesting.
sometimes makes trouble because the people can't understand that the German company cannot make the customs clearance in France with their own German VAT number.
Okay. So there are some little snippets that
Yes.
you thought would be okay, but they aren't. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's actually good you answered this about the UK and the rest of the EU, because that preceded the next question I was planning to ask you. So now you replied it. No, but I think you certainly have a hands-on attitude, Maria, and I think you know your business. I also know you, of course, since before. So to all our viewers, I can certainly say that you are a trustworthy alternative in France. One thing here at the end of the interview, Maria, I'd like to ask. You mentioned a little bit the future of CIL. You have your son now working there, so that's the plan. But is there really any retirement for us? We will still keep on until we can't, isn't
I mean, I'm dreaming of retirement. I said, okay,
it? Okay.
only more 5 years and then it's the gun. But I am not sure that I really can hang up at the end and say, okay, now it's done, I go.
Yeah.
But it will depend how their business is going to run in future. I don't know.
Sure,
It
sure.
will surely depend how the things are turning and how the situation will work and
Yeah,
improve and change.
yeah.
Depending on this, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's see. The answer is in the let's say the proof is in the pudding, or the answer is in the sky. So
Sky, right. It's absolutely, yeah.
let's wait and see. Listen, Maria, I want to say formally thank you very much for a great and informative interview, in a good mood, and happy to have had you here. Thank you.
Thank you for the interview and hello to everybody. And thanks again to give me the opportunity to talk to you.
You're welcome, Maria. And this is
Okay.
to all our viewers, listeners, readers around the world. This was yet another exclusive interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor has been Miss Maria Nouveau, the Deputy Managing Director of CIRL in Lyon, France. So anything related to France and you want to wish to avoid a headache, do speak to Maria. Keep in touch with us for future interviews very soon. Thank you.